Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Primaris Retail REIT Q3 2012 financial results conference call. Please be advised this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. John Morrison, President and CEO. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to welcome you to the Primaris Retail REIT third quarter results conference call. I would like to begin by introducing everybody representing Primaris here today. Joining me is Louis Forbes, Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, Leslie Gibson, Vice President Finance, Leslie Buist, Assistant Vice President Finance, Patrick Sullivan, Senior Vice President of Portfolio Management, Torin Eggert, Vice President of Portfolio Management, Devin Jones, Vice President Legal, Ron Perlmutter, Vice President Investments, and Ann Morash, Vice President Development. As mentioned in our earnings release, we have posted our financial statements and management's discussion and analysis on our website, www.primarisreit.com, and we encourage you to look at them if you have not already done so. We caution listeners that our remarks today may include forward-looking information. Our operations are subject to risks and uncertainties, and so actual results may differ materially from those forecasted. Forward-looking information involves significant risks and uncertainties, should not be taken as a guarantee of future performance or results, and will not necessarily be an accurate indicator of whether or not such results will be achieved. A number of factors could cause actual future results to differ from targets, expectations, or estimates expressed in the forward-looking statements. We refer you to our management's discussion and analysis for more complete comments on our risks and forward-looking information. Now I'm going to ask Louis to review our financial results.
Thank you, John. Reported funds from operations, or FFO per unit, on a diluted basis were 38.3 cents for the third quarter of 2012, as compared to 34.9 cents for the third quarter of 2011. This represents 9.8% growth over the comparable period in 2011. Our FFO payout ratio for the third quarter was 80%, as compared to the 87% payout ratio in the third quarter of 2011. During the third quarter of 2012, our same property net operating income enjoyed a very strong increase of 5.8% over the third quarter of 2011. If you remove the impact of lease termination income, same property still grew a very respectable 3%. Seasonal revenues in the third quarter were $4.1 million, up 10% from the $3.7 million reported for the third quarter of 2011. The increase in seasonal revenues is driven principally by the large portfolio acquisition completed in June of 2011. General and administrative expenses, net of fair value adjustments, were $2.3 million for the third quarter of this year, down from the $2.5 million expense in the third quarter of last year. Our liquidity position was strong at September 30, 2012. Our $100 million credit facility had only $1 million drawn, and there was no cash on hand. During the quarter, we repaid the $21 million mortgage secured by Eglinton Square. In addition, we paid $9 million to redeem debentures, and $7 million to purchase a small property adjacent to Eglinton Square in Toronto. We had $99 million of debentures convert into units during the quarter, mostly in early to mid-August. In addition, as mentioned, we redeemed $9 million of debentures for cash. This reduced interest expense during the third quarter and will have a full quarter's impact in the fourth quarter of this year. Our debt-to-total assets ratio was a low 39% at September 30th, and this ratio treats converts as debt. Interest coverage for the third quarter was 2.7 times, a significant improvement over the third quarter of last year when it was 2.2 times. While we have a large amount of maturing debt showing on our financial statements, we have taken significant steps to deal with this ahead of time. We have completed the early refinancing of Stone Road Mall for a 10-year term, locking in an interest rate of 4.13%. This is a 1.3% reduction from the rate that had been in place, previously scheduled to mature next July. There was also an increase in loan amount from $100 million to $120 million on Stone Road, netting $20 million to Treasury before costs. In addition, as discussed on our previous call, we have entered into a hedge to manage our interest rate risk on $125 million of debt refinancing in 2013. All of this activity has dramatically improved our balance sheet and operating leverage and provided good visibility for significantly improved interest coverage ratios in quarters to come. Primaris has arranged a $114 million mortgage to finance the recently announced acquisition of Regent Mall. This loan will bear interest at a fixed rate of 4.03% for a term of 10 years. In addition, we have arranged a $76 million mortgage to finance McAllister Place. This loan will have a 7-year term and bear interest at a fixed rate of 3.68%. The fair value of investment properties was $3.77 billion at September 30th. The key assumptions used at September 30th were a weighted average discount rate of 7.0% and a terminal capitalization rate of 6.1%, a decrease of 10 basis points since June 30th, 2012. This implied a year one capitalization rate of 6.1%, down 15 basis points during the quarter. John, back to you.
Thanks, Louis. The portfolio occupancy rate is 97.5% at September 30th, 2012, virtually unchanged compared to the 97.4% at June 30th, 2012, but up nicely from the 96.5% at September 30th, 2011. These are occupied and committed statistics and include some temporary tenants. Primaris leased 523,000 square feet of space during the active third quarter of this year. This represented 121 transactions of generally smaller stores and 5 major tenant leases. Approximately 63% of the leased space during the quarter resulted from the renewal of existing tenants. The weighted average new rent for renewals of existing tenants in the third quarter on a cash basis represented an 8.7% increase over the previous cash rent for all transactions. Excluding major tenants, the increase in renewal rents is 10.6%. These increases are stronger than we have seen in recent quarters, but back within the range of what we had produced more regularly a few years ago. With respect to the 4 remaining Zellers leases in Primaris' portfolio, 2 now terminate on April 30th, 2013. A third includes a mutual termination clause with 6 months' notice, and the fourth expires naturally on March 31st, 2013. Our leasing and development teams are already at work on plans to make the most of the opportunity to re-tenant the space and bring new brands to the properties. We expect that the negotiated termination payment will at least keep us whole for the expected revenues in 2013. In terms of retail sales, on a same-store basis, weighted average tenant sales for the 12 months ended August 31st, 2012 were $470 per square foot, up 0.6% compared to the $467 reported in the comparable period of 2011. The REIT's tenant sales performance is less favorable than the 1.8% ICSE average increase, which includes super regional shopping centers. This information is rolling 12-month data. Cornwall Center and Midtown Plaza, both in Saskatchewan, have continued to be the strongest sales performers in our portfolio. This quarter, 2 Alberta assets, Sunridge Mall and Park Place, had good growth, while in Eastern Canada, Dufferin Mall also generated reasonable sales growth. The third quarter and the week since quarter end have been very active for us as we committed to purchase 2 malls in New Brunswick, Regent Mall in Fredericton, and McAllister Place in St. John. Closing on both properties is expected on November 30th of this year. This $317.6 million investment is consistent with our defined property strategy to own dominant centers in secondary markets. We expect the acquisitions will be accretive from day one. We issued a detailed press release with property data and financial metrics, so I will not repeat that information. However, I would like to add that Primaris' acquisition of these assets extends and solidifies our presence in New Brunswick and broadens our visibility and reach across Canada. In addition, we have secured the financing for this transaction. I'm very pleased to say that our equity offering was completed this morning, with the underwriters exercising their over-allotment option in full. Earlier, Louis provided you with the details on the two mortgages that were arranged. Looking forward, we continue to have dialogue with property owners and brokers across the country and look forward to reporting further acquisitions to you as they are confirmed. We are expecting a supply of property for sale in the next 12 months. In terms of our development activity, work continues at the Cineplex Galaxy Theatre and the SportCheck buildings at the Lambton Mall redevelopment. The tenants are expected to open mid-year 2013, and this phase will cost approximately $16 million. Redevelopment and related leasing activity continues at Grant Park Shopping Center in Winnipeg. Phase 1 was completed on schedule and ahead of budget at a cost of $6.2 million. Phase 2, which includes an expansion of Shoppers Drug Mart adjacent to Target, is under construction, and additional interior renovation work is underway at a budgeted cost of $5 million. All of this work will be completed in advance of the opening of Target next year. We continue to have a positive outlook for our business from each of the operating, investment, and capital perspectives. All is stable and trending positively. And all operator, we would be pleased to take any questions.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and are using a speakerphone, please lift the handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. You may at all times cancel your question by pressing the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. The first question is from Heather Kirk from National Bank Financial. Please go ahead.
It looks like you've had, the same property growth was solid, even excluding the termination payment. And I'm just wondering if you can give us a little bit more color on whether, that's coming from a specific, growth in rents from specific types of tenants, or whether this is generalized.
Heather, it's John. It's across the board. It's not any specific category of tenant or type of tenant. We're seeing good demand for space across the board in our shopping centers. As you know, there's been more U.S. tenants looking for space in Canada, and Canadian retailers are also active in improving their real estate offerings as well.
You say that is it partially driven by some of the stuff that you recently bought, and you're seeing more growth there in terms of bringing the management on, or this is just, I guess I'm just trying to get a sense of also what the number might look like overall for 2013.
It's Heather, it's Louis speaking. It's a very generally driven increase, so we can't point to the recent acquisitions versus the old portfolio or East versus West or anything like that. It is broadly based, as John said.
And in terms of the cap rate environment, both in terms of the acquisition that you recently made and others that have been, in the market, I'm just wondering whether this gives you more interest in sort of ramping up on redevelopments. You've talked in the past about the Yonge Street Assembly, and I'm just wondering whether the tightening of cap rates makes that more something on the forefront.
I wouldn't suggest that cap rate tightening would drive redevelopment activity. We see opportunities to reinvest capital on an accretive basis, improve the properties that we own in our portfolio over the long term. based on redevelopment activity, I wouldn't say would be driven because of the cap rate environment. We take a long-term view on what we can do with our properties to improve their performance and value.
And so, aside from the ones that you just mentioned, there's that's really sort of all you've got going on in terms of the pipeline right now?
Not necessarily, Heather. I mean, as you know, we don't announce projects until we're in a position to announce them. We have a lot of activity underway behind the scenes with a number of our assets, but because of where we are in the process, we're just not in a position to say that we're going ahead or, you know, we've signed certain tenants at this point.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Our following question is from Michael Smith from Macquarie Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So just following up on Heather's question, is it fair to assume that you, and you had talked about this in the past, about possibly repositioning some of your properties because of a new target? Is that accurate still? Or?
Well, certainly, Michael, we're seeing that you know, Target is going to be a significantly stronger draw for the properties that are going to have a Target in terms of consumer. We've mentioned in the past that we strongly believe that our secondary trade areas will grow as a result of Target being there. I think there's a lot of retailers, both domestic and international, that recognize the strength and draw of Target and want to be part of that. So that's creating an opportunity for us to put ourselves in a better position in terms of improving our tenant offering in terms of brands and ultimately the performance of the shopping centers over the long term.
Okay. And just, you know, happy to see your tenant sales productivity finally turn positive. The one that was a little bit weak was Place d'Orleans. Any comments on that?
No, there's nothing significant there in terms of the sales. There's nothing that materially occurred in that mall that that would have that mall show that a weakness.
And Zellers is still open there, correct?
Yes, I believe they still are.
And are they starting to clear out their inventory or? Is that disrupting anything?
Not really. We haven't seen that happen, that with Zeller's liquidation, that it's disrupting activity in terms of, or you know, in the malls in terms of other retailers.
Okay. And, John, you had mentioned in your remarks that your expectations of supply of properties next year for acquisitions, did I hear that correctly? Like, in other words, your pipeline looks pretty good?
Well, I think I said that, we're expecting that there will be a continued supply of property for sale over the next 12 months. You know, I think it's been somewhat evidenced by what's happened this year, and you know, we believe that there's going to be more assets that will come to the market over the next year.
Just Louis, just a question on Stone Roll Mall refinancing. Did you have to pay a penalty to get that? Because it wasn't due. That mortgage wasn't due till next year.
No, we did, Michael. The penalty was $870,000, and it was paid on funding, so it will be recorded in the fourth quarter of this year. And the penalty represents really the discounted value of the savings and interest payments on the old loan amount between funding, which was this week, and the maturity date, July 1st.
Okay. And then just final question. Did you say that the implied cap rate from your DCF valuation works out to be 6.1%?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The following question is from Jenny Ma from Canaccord Genuity. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Just want to get some more color on the acquisitions that you're seeing potentially in the pipeline. Would you say they're more focused on smaller markets similar to the acquisition that you guys have locked down, or in major markets, or all over?
Well, in terms of what we're seeing currently, it's a combination, actually, of secondary markets and major markets. And going forward, it probably would be the same.
Okay. And with regards to the secondary markets, I just want to get a sense of, you know, how small Primaris would go as far as secondary markets are concerned. And then just, I guess, a bigger picture is with a lot of the U.S. retailers and the major national retailers in Canada, you know, how small would they go in getting into, you know, the best properties in these markets, like an H&M or a Sephora or some of the U.S. U.S. retailers, especially on the back of Target?
To answer your first question, we look at each market individually in terms of the size of the market, the demographics, the potential growth in terms of population. We look at a number of factors in terms of the determining whether it's a market that's suitable for Primaris. In terms of the retailers, we're seeing that a lot of retailers that are new to the Canadian market over the last number of years have started to fulfill their major market requirements and are now looking into secondary markets or smaller markets than the major markets. And a great example of that is you mentioned H&M. We did a number of transactions with H&M last year. We've had them open in Kingston, Ontario, Sarnia, Ontario, Guelph, Ontario, and you know, retailers such as H&M are finding that their brands are as well recognized in these smaller markets as they are in the major markets. And so there's a significant appetite for those types of brands in those types of markets, and it's serving our malls quite well.
And what are you seeing from the sales performance of these stores in smaller markets versus the primary markets? Is it just as comparable because there's fewer alternatives or other options, or do they adjust, you know, do you think they adjust their expectations for a smaller market versus a major market?
They're, in a lot of cases, they're comparable, and they may set more conservative targets, but in a number of situations, they come back to us and tell us that they're exceeding their targets based on the actual performances coming out of these stores.
Okay. And are you able to provide color on the source of the lease termination income in Q3?
I'm sorry?
Are you able to provide more detail on the lease termination income, where it came from?
We try not to discuss our tenant's business in a public forum, so we won't name the tenant.
Okay. That's all for me. Thanks.
Thank you. The following question is from Alex Avery from CIBC. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Earlier this year, a lot of the commentary was around some expected modest tenant turnover that you were expecting ahead of, I guess, the end of the year. And as we've rolled through the quarters, there really hasn't been much impact. Is it safe to assume now that you've basically effectively managed any of that turnover and there won't really be much of an impact on same property NOI growth, or is there, you know, something that we should expect in the next two quarters before the targets really open?
Alex, it's Louis speaking. You may note that the sort of the sequential pattern for occupancy shows that the growth rate has slowed a bit if you strip out the lease termination income. And so, you know, we might expect that to continue a bit in the fourth quarter. Things have turned out better than we had indicated on this call a year ago. But, you know, there still have been some soft spots this year, so we don't want to sugarcoat things.
And what's the outlook, I guess, over the next two quarters, essentially?
It's positive, but mildly positive. John's prepared remarks spoke to the Zeller situation, and so that will be an event of dislocation next year. And while we expect to be kept whole through termination payments for 2013, you know, how good or bad that turns out to be will depend entirely on the backfilling of that space, and we don't have anything we can say about that yet.
Okay, and then just on the facility that you're using to help fund the acquisitions, did you say that you had hedged that as well as the early 2013 maturities that you have?
We have locked interest rates on the two future mortgages that will be secured by the acquisition property.
So we
didn't enter into a hedge. We just went to commitment and then very quickly went to a rate lock.
And the two mortgages, are those, I guess, adding up to $114 million, or is there a second?
No, there's one for $114 million to be secured by Regent and one for $76 million to be secured by McAllister.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. The following question is from Sam Damiani from TD Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good morning. Just looking at the New Brunswick acquisition, I wonder if you could just tell us what it was about those two cities, those two markets that you liked.
Hi, it's Ron Perlmutter. We like the cities because, quite frankly, they're within a province that is actually performing quite well, and these cities within the province are performing well. As John mentioned, we always seek assets that are dominant, whether it's in a secondary market as these are or within a segment of a major city, and these fit all those criteria, simply put. They're well-tenanted, well-leased within markets that are performing well with respect to their demographics.
Okay. Thank you. And you know, given your move here, there's some assets for sale out in Western Canada. Should we take that to assume that you're not going to be pushing too hard on Western Canada opportunities at this particular moment?
We always look at assets that are appropriate for us, and clearly when we have something to report, we will.
Okay. I'll just move on to the credit rating. Any updated thoughts on potential for an upgrade in that respect?
Sam, it's Louis speaking. We remain hopeful. We think we've been delivering on all fronts with respect to credit metrics and so on, but it's out of our control.
Okay. Just flipping over to Sears. You've got two more Sears stores in the portfolio. Have you had any updated discussions with them with respect to possibly taking some space back?
We have not.
Okay, and just a moment to wrap up, on the lease termination fee in the quarter, did you just say who that was from? Was that from Zellers?
We did not say who it was from. But I will say it was not from Zellers.
Okay.
Our arrangements with Zellers are consistent with what we've read in the newspapers about other people's arrangements with Zellers, and that is termination payments from them will come as those leases get terminated, which is probably a Q2 2013 event.
Right. Okay. All right. I'll wrap it up there for now. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question. The following question is from Pammy Burr from Scotia Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks. So just going back to the tenant productivity, you know, what are your thoughts as to whether there's any additional momentum building? And then I'll follow that up with another question, actually.
There clearly is some positive momentum in terms of sales, Tommy. I think, you know, I think you'd agree it's geographically driven. Certainly, we're seeing stronger results coming out of Western Canada. You know, there's, I think, more of an optimistic view in terms of the holiday season of this year as compared to past years. I don't know what that's going to mean in terms of percentages. I heard a number coming out of ICSE for the United States last week in the 4-5% sales growth range. I don't know if that means the same thing for Canada, although I did read about a survey that was done by, I think, Bank of Montreal of Canadian consumers who have said that they plan on spending more money this holiday season. It's difficult to say whether that's going to continue into 2013. You know, there's a lot of continued negative noise out in the media with regard to the troubles in Europe and Spain and Greece, and of course the fiscal cliff situation in the United States. So, you know, I think Canada still continues to bode well in comparison with other countries, and I think the Canadian consumers are in good shape, but we'll see how they spend their money. But we're not expecting any sort of volatility, if you will.
I guess, just looking at, the 0.6% improvement year-over-year in the quarter, what I was trying to get to was whether that the momentum in that number, whether you see any visibility in that in this quarter, because typically you've been able to comment as to the direction that that's been trending post-quarter end. And I guess just sort of trying to understand whether that number can whether you expect that to move materially higher in 2013.
Well, the only comment I can make on that, Tommy, is we've seen September's results, and they're very encouraging.
Okay. And just as an extension of that, then on the renewal leasing spreads achieved in Q3, is that going to be more in line with what you expect, perhaps going forward, or should we expect that to maybe taper off a bit or maybe even move a bit higher?
Tommy, as you suggest, it is higher than the last few quarters, more in line with what we were reporting in our earlier years. 7%, 10%, somewhere in that range I think a reasonable guess.
Okay, and then just lastly, going back to the Zellers space, is it possible for you to maybe estimate the potential downtime that you might see in 2013?
Not at this point, no.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. The following question is from Neil Downey from RBC Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good morning. Louis, should I take from your comments a few minutes ago with respect to the closure of Zellers that to the extent that there are any termination payments that you will ultimately record those termination payments in the period in which the cash is received, which
yes.
would be in contrast to the accounting policies employed perhaps by some others?
We would record it in the period in which it is earned, which technically could be different from the period in which it's received, although we don't expect that to be different.
Okay, thank you. And John, there was an earlier question with respect to the sales productivity at PDO. My recollection was that you lost a cosmetic type retailer there in the last year or so, and that would have been high sales per square foot, would it not? Would that be part of the trend that we see in the sales numbers there?
I wouldn't put it to that particular retailer, Neil.
Okay.
Specifically, no.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question. The following question is from Sam Damiani from TD Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks. I may have missed this, but just on the Zellers next year, whatever lease termination fee you get there, did you say that it would offset and basically make you whole on the rental revenue you would have received from Zellers had they paid for the full year?
Yeah, we expect, Sam, that it whatever we would otherwise have recorded in Q3 and Q4, at least that amount is going to get pulled into Q2. So in total for 2013, we expect our gross revenues from Zellers, including the lease termination payment, to be what we would have expected it to be a year ago. Just the timing of the recognition is going to change.
Okay. And just on the downtown Toronto development site there, the land assembly, any updates there? What we should be looking at, expecting over the next little while on that front?
No, Sam, no further updates at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question. There are no following questions registered at this time. I would like to return the meeting to Mr. Morrison.
Thank you, operator, and thank you, everybody, for joining us on the call today. And we certainly look forward to speaking with you again on our year-end conference call, which is currently scheduled for March 8, 2013.
Thank you. That concludes today's conference call. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and we thank you for your participation.